This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins found themselves trailing the Yankees 10-1 after four innings last night and then put on a ferocious rally that came up a run short. It was a 10-9 loss at Target Field.
I've never been a part of a 10-1 deficit coming back and it being 10-9 in the last inning. In 25 years of baseball, I'm pretty sure I've never experienced it firsthand and watched the guys just keep playing. We get some guys that just, they refuse to stop playing hard and want to win at all costs.
That's manager Rocco Baldelli, whose team got homers from Trevor Larnach, James Outman, and Ryan Fitzgerald. The rubber match of the three-game sets tonight. The AAA Saints lost at Memphis last night 7-6. The Vikings will have Carson Wentz as their starting quarterback on Sunday against the Bengals. Head coach Kevin O'Connell says he spoke with Sean McVay and Andy Reid about the signal caller prior to signing him late last month. Wentz had played for both.
A lot of the things that both of those guys, who I hold in such high regard, as phenomenal head coaches, Super Bowl winning head coaches in the NFL, they had very similar things to say independent of each other. And a lot of those things, if not all, have already been confirmed with what Carson's been able to do on the practice field.
Sunday's game will kick off at noon. The Lynx are at Golden State tonight. They're hoping to get a win to advance to the WNBA semifinals. Guard Kayla McBride says fellow guard Natisha Heideman has been a key off the bench for the team's success.
She's on a heater right now the last five games. And that's just who T is. She's one of those people we're talking about who has been with finals contender teams. She knows who she is as a pro. And throughout the season, you've just seen her kind of continue to evolve. And now when we need her the most, you know, she's showing up and showing out and having a lot of fun and playing with a lot of confidence in that second group. Her and Jess are just, you know, they have a really great chemistry. And when they get going, we're a really hard team to beat.
The Lynx lead the best of three series 1-0. Tip time tonight, 9 o'clock. The United host Austin FC tonight at 7:30. This is MNN Sports.